jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio.
So all this week we're talking about New Orleans 4 years after Hurricane Katrina. Lots of restaurants got leveled, among other businesses, of course, during Katrina, but it looks like they are blossoming back. It looks like the business in the food business in New Orleans, at least, is booming.
The business levels, we are not at pre-Katrina levels, but we're not too far off either. Typically, the weekends, we continue to sell out.
That's the general manager of Commander's Palace, Don Strunk, in New Orleans, saying they're just getting back maybe too close to pre-Katrina levels. For more on our Wednesday food segment, we're checking in with a few of the city's restaurateurs. Carrie Seaton is the operator of Willie Mae's Scotch House, where you can get great fried chicken. And Tori McPhail is the executive chef at the city's famous Commander's Palace. Also joining us is Tom Fitzmaurice. He hosts the food show on WWL Radio in New Orleans. Tom, you've been tracking the recovery of New Orleans restaurants with a count. You've actually been counting how many have opened.
That's right. You know, just right after the storm, people started calling me and telling me, asking me, oh, how many restaurants, where are the restaurants here? And I told them there aren't any restaurants. And after a while, just so I would have something to send them, I made up a list of 22 places that I found out were open. That was really all the restaurants we had in the whole area after about a month. And I've kept up that list ever since, and we're now up to 1,032 as of this morning.
Does that include McDonald's?
No. I don't put in fast food places or hot dog stands in gas stations and snowball stands and things like that. These are real restaurants that do real cooking, serve and cook on the premises.
So, Carrie, Willie Mae Scotch House was destroyed, basically, in the storm, and there was a great effort to rebuild the restaurant. How is your business doing now?
Oh, we're doing very well. It's greatly increased since before Katrina.
Your restaurant is in the Treme neighborhood. That's the oldest settlement of free people of color. It's a very historic neighborhood, a very tight-knit community. Are people coming back to the community there? Are you getting local people coming into the restaurant?
Yes, we have a lot of locals. We also have a lot of tourists, but we do have a lot of locals.
Tori McPhail at the Commander's Palace, how's your shrimp and tasso henequen?
I'll tell you what, we sell more of those now than ever. It's a fantastic dish and certainly one of my favorites.
Yum. So there was a lot of sort of emotional need for these restaurants to reopen in New Orleans. Wouldn't you say it's not really surprising that you're, in some sense, on the leading edge of the business redevelopment, Tori?
Yeah, I would agree. I think we could certainly say that. And Commander's Palaces have been around for about 130 years. And it's always been one of those restaurants that has been supported by the locals. And it's one of those places where people come and sit down for their birthdays and their anniversaries and their special occasions. And so when you take that special connection to a place like Commander's Palace away for 13 months, it kind of leaves the soul a little empty. And so once we finally did open back up, you know, people really said, man, thank you so much for providing that great turtle soup or the bread pudding souffle. You know, life just kind of fell a little bit back into normal at that point.
It may not be surprising that the restaurants are coming back, but Tom, what is surprising is that we now have more restaurants open than we did pre-Katrina, right?
That's right. We have about 200 more than before the storm. And I think that's no coincidence. I think that when we were starting to put the city back together again, people wanted to see restaurants more than anybody would have imagined. It was really touch and go. Nobody was sure what was going to happen here right after the storm. And I think the fact that so many restaurants did reopen is one of the big factors that really did repopulate the city to the point where we're on the verge of having population parity with what we had before the storm, too.
Tom, we've been talking to people all week from New Orleans, and a lot of people have said this in different spheres in the business sector in New Orleans, that really Katrina was an opportunity to get rid of some old, maybe bad stuff and to really move forward in a kind of opportunistic entrepreneurial spirit. Once the grieving is over, we saw that in the educational sector, and some people were talking about that in terms of small business development. Do you think restaurants have benefited from a kind of a clean slate, an entrepreneurial new leaf?
In a way, but you know what's funny is that it seems to me pretty clear that culinarily speaking, people actually backed up a bit. There was a kind of an almost nutty forward motion in terms of creating new dishes and using new ingredients and all of that, that kind of went away for a while. And I think it's still not to where it was before. And I think that's a good thing, because this is a city that doesn't get its reputation for food by doing what everybody else does a little bit better, but by doing what only we do. This is a very localized cuisine.
So, Tori, how about the day-to-day business in terms of getting supplies, taking care of the business end of your restaurant? Is that as easy, or is it more difficult?
These days, since we've updated all of our local farmers list, updated all of our purveyors, updated the list of all of our local shrimpers, it's fine. But it is pretty heartbreaking to be able to see the guys that, you know, are pouring their blood, sweat, and tears out on their shrimp boat, not have all that business come back. It's a little heartbreaking.
And Carrie Seaton, as you're in that Treme neighborhood, looking around the neighborhood, and you said there are locals, but mostly tourists coming into your restaurant. Do you think your restaurant has recovered faster than the neighborhood? Is the neighborhood going to flourish along with you?
It appears to be. It's heavily populated. There aren't any schools open in the area. Well, that's maybe about 1 mile away. There is a high school. But there aren't any elementary schools right now. And there's some new development coming along with some more housing. But it did help the heartbeat of the neighborhood come back. So we were one of the first people back. And then more residents started moving back in and coming back when they saw the restaurant there. So it did help a lot.
And, Tori, with your employees, did you get back a lot of those who had worked at the Commander's Palace before? Are you seeing people coming in looking for work?
We are certainly seeing a lot of folks coming in from the different parts of the country. Commander's is a fairly large restaurant. And right before Hurricane Katrina, our kitchen staff measured about 50 of us. Just in white and doing the thing. And then after the storm, we had three cooks come back. And so our big thing was to try to take one of the nation's best restaurants, rip it down to the studs, and then return it to the top of the heap using brand-new employees. And so what we actually did is we had this thing called Aqua Blue U. And we basically locked ourselves in a room for literally 4 days, and we taught 50 brand-new cooks, sous chefs, chef de partie, exactly the history of Louisiana food, what it's taken to get us where we're at today, and we really start to march forward into evolving the next evolution of New Orleans food.
Okay, Tori McPhail's the executive chef at the famed Commander's Palace. Carrie Seaton operates Willie May's Scotch House. She's also the great-granddaughter of Willie May. And Tom Fitzmaurice is the host of The Food Show on WWL Radio in New Orleans. Thank you all for joining us so much.
Taste an etouffee for me, guys. Thanks so much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.